Alright, there was once this multi-platinum artist. Nah. Yeah, alright, there was once this multi-platinum artist who had the father's route from his heart's desire, despite being the one you admire. $1 million worth of tire, what else could he acquire? Empty heart cause of events that had occurred much prior to his rise of fame. Lack of self-esteem, lack of identity was his name. A limited potential that was wasted is such a shame. Another statistic, it's so horrific, this fucking game. Left this music shit with only crumbs, there was nothing gained. Seems to be a regular occurrence, there's something strange. I'll explain. He's from a small city in West Virginia, Morgantown if I remember correctly. Childhood trauma, resentment was heavy towards his mama. His lifestyle a true melodrama, a real tragedy. Piss poor, clothes was raggedy. Let's take it back when he was downloading music off Rhapsody. When Soulja Boy had first went platinum, you could easily fathom a bunch of kids dancing hard with all of their cousins. When all of a sudden, his mama would come through and start bugging. But she was bipolar, recognized it once he got older. She never sober, feeling like the world on his shoulders. But takes it a day at a time, such a dangerous mind. His first thoughts of suicide occurred by the age of 9. Fragile thoughts of a child. Parents caught in denial, feeling a river of pain, but shit, they far from denial. Circumstance hardens his smile, sees the anger harvesting now. The memories, they all start to compile. Remember his father, to tell you more, but why even bother? He was a monster, touched on his sister, beat on his mama. Still dealing with his childhood trauma while on his tour. Signed for 5 albums, $1 million, but wanted more. Dishonest lawyers and terrible managers made him sure that everything was okay, but we heard this story before. So I'll bring it way back to beginning, which is the ending of this parable I gave you. I felt it needed attention. Mansion was rented. Accountant underhanded his business. Said fuck it all, he might as well end it.